High Time. Billy the Burglar. South Florida Sun Sentinel, June 7, 1987. Billy Schroeder is 24 years old, but he looks at his best like 24 going on 40. Put him up next to his boyish mugshot of just a few years ago, and the boy is long gone. The bleached blonde hair has turned to brown and shows signs of thinning. The body, too, is thin, having been tapered by its addictions. Sometimes the eyes, set in a ruddy face, are glassy and have a 1,000-yard stare in a 6x6 room. Permanent blue ink wraps around both his arms. The lion, the hawk, the skull. He wears his philosophy, his former philosophy, mind you, forever beneath his sleeve. The man with the dope pipe, the inscription, "Get High," on his biceps. All of it the work of jailhouse tattoo artists. Looking at Billy Schroeder, it's easy to imagine what a nightmare it would have been for someone to have come home to find this stranger inside. Though on occasion that did occur, hundreds of times in the last year, Schroeder was in and out of homes without being seen. He was a burglar, one of the most prolific that local police have known about in recent years. For a time, it seemed as though nothing could stop him. He cruised through the streets of South Broward and North Dade, through the back doors and windows of up to 5 homes a day. Fueled by cocaine or the craving for it, he broke into at least 350 homes in a year's time and stole an estimated $2 million worth of property. Despite the big numbers he posted, Schroeder was no master burglar. He lived high and blew every dollar he got. He was just another crack addict who, in actuality, was not as good as he was lucky. Locked up now, even he will tell you that. And he'll tell you that his luck worked against him as much as it worked for him. "I guess I was a good burglar, but it seemed like I was lucky more than anything," he says. "I was sloppy. It seems if they really wanted me, they could have gotten me sooner. I wish now that they would have. My good luck was really bad luck, I guess." Burglary is a mid-level crime, meaning that on a seriousness scale it is far below murder, somewhere above petty theft. Also meaning it inspires similar priorities in most police departments and prosecutors' offices. Still, burglary is a crime that cuts across social strata, leaving its scars on the poor and the rich, the young and the old. And it is one of the most prevalent of crimes in our society. In Broward County, there were 25,000 burglaries last year, 22,000 in Palm Beach County. Across Florida, it happened more than 250,000 times. Only 16% of the cases were cleared by arrest. The story of one of the most prolific burglars in Broward is not just a story of a man's addiction to a drug and what that drug made him do. He's part of an epidemic. And the proper way to tell Billy Schroeder's tale is to also tell the stories of those he stole from and those who hunted him.